Among the many nominees selected by President-elect Trump to serve in his administration, one of those who has caused maybe the most debate is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Trump has selected Kennedy to head Health and Human Services. That position will have Kennedy overseeing everything from vaccines to food and water. The next guest says that for Kennedy's, he calls it Making America Healthy Again plan, to succeed, he needs to address abortion and conception access, as well as availability. She recently wrote a column about this for the Daily Caller. She's associate editor for Catholic Vote and The Loop, Erica Ahern. How are you today, Erica?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Two websites, and yes, the links are at the homepage, catholicvote.org, and For The Loop, which is keeps you up to date more frequently and without any effort. It just shows up in your mailbox. We always like that. catholicvote.org/getloop. So we are talking about abortion, and I can already hear people's backs arching up because that is a sensitive topic for many people. However, if you look at polls, Erica, overall, generally, about, depending on the poll, like I have one here, most recent one from Pew Research, 63% believe that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. Just to set that as the baseline, how does Catholic Vote look at the issue of abortion?
Yeah, so obviously in fidelity to the Catholic Church, our goal is a culture and a country in which abortion is unthinkable. And of course that would involve law, but it would also involve a real shift in our cultural thinking. I think what those poll numbers are showing you is that after 50 years of the abortion without any limits foisted upon all 50 states by the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade, after 50 years of that, the law as a teacher has really taught the American public that women can't have equal rights unless they have access to abortion, that we're better off as a society when abortion is widespread available. And even if people have some kind of qualms about it personally, that should not be enacted in law. And that's just the reality of where we are at as a nation now after Roe. That being said, I think there are a lot of common ground areas where Americans can come together and agree, as in the case of Bobby Kennedy now coming to head Health and Human Services, can agree that we need to get a grip on how we view maternal health and reproductive health. And really, my point in the article is you can't start arguing about red dye 40, about what we're putting in our vaccines, about vaccine schedules, if at the beginning of life, at the moment of conception, where science tells us life begins, we have a real problem. Not only are children being killed in the womb, but the realities of maternal health, the effect of abortion, of lifelong dependence on hormonal contraceptives on women, these are really unstudied phenomena because of the clout that the abortion industry, and it is a billion-dollar industry. We're talking about massive amounts of money going into this industry that has sort of taken a pass when it comes to real questions of adverse effects of abortions, of contraceptives on women's bodies, and of course on the bodies of the unborn children. So what we're calling for is a rethinking of how we get our data. We should not be getting our data about abortion from Planned Parenthood, which obviously has a vested interest in expanding abortion access and abortion usage, abortion drugs. We should be getting our information from objective scientific facts, and we're calling on Bobby Kennedy to make good of his promise to return our national health institutes to gold standard evidence-based science and to take it out of the hands of abortion giants like Planned Parenthood.
And to be fair, too, in light of the stat that I gave, which was obviously a general stat, if you ask a more specific question, for example, first trimester abortion, second, late term abortion, the approval rating goes down substantially, which each one of those of levels of degree in the pregnancy timeline. Regarding RFK Jr., he has, I hate the term, but I guess it's one of the best fits for the ear of the listener right now. He's flip-flopped several times when talking about abortion. He, at one point, actually, this is on YouTube still, Sage Steele used to be with ESPN. He had said that he opposed any government restrictions on abortions, even if it's full term. Then he backtracked. He at one point said, the mother has the final say. He backtracked. So, and I know, too, that Kennedy has fronted a PSA advocacy ad, whatever you desire to call it, stating your cause. How difficult is it to have confidence in someone who, at least in his recent past track record, shows that he can maybe be too easily influenced by the last person he talks with?
Yeah, and I think that this is indicative that Bobby Kennedy is conflicted in himself about this issue. And he has said as much. Our president, Brian Birch, president of Catholic Vote, had a conversation with him publicly right before the Al Smith dinner, and it was broadcast to supporters. And during this conversation, he said himself that, look, he has this desire in this to uphold the sanctity of human life, the dignity of children. And obviously one of his great missions is to save America's children, referring to born children. But on the other hand, he sees that as being in conflict with this sort of medical freedom. The government should take their hands off our bodies, get rid of all these crazy vaccine schedules, give us better information about the food that we're putting in our bodies and all that. And he sees a conflict there. I think our role as Catholics is, because we have his ear, because we have a seat at the table now after such a strong showing in the polls during the general election, that we need to use that to help him see that there is not a conflict between that, that when it comes to the bodies of unborn children, they have as much right to life and to good health, to the care of their mothers while they're dependent on their mothers, as living children do who are already born, who are outside of the womb already. And I think that that's a conversation Bobby Kennedy has very much signaled he is willing to have, in stark contrast with our quote-unquote devout Catholic president, Joe Biden, and his quote-unquote devout Catholic head of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra. So I think Bobby Kennedy is conflicted. It's hard to predict where he will go when it comes to actual policy, but I think he is very strongly signaling that he wants to see an end collusion between big pharma, big government, and that includes things like big Planned Parenthood, big abortion, and our government.
Talking with Eric Ahern, who is associate editor for Catholic Vote and The Loop, catholicvote.org, and for The Loop to subscribe to their daily email recap, it's catholicvote.org/getloop, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I know the debate is whether it's a guidepost from people outside of Trump's circle or a manifesto and somewhere in between, but if you do a search of Project 2025, abortion is mentioned precisely 199 times. So whether this is a manifesto or a wish list by the Heritage Foundation, are you confident that the issue of abortion is going to be among the top priorities of the Trump administration?
I would say that I think abortion is something that is clearly not going away, that Trump knows after the election results, and we drill down on who his supporters are. He knows that pro-lifers and strong Catholics were among the ones who swung the election for him, to be honest. And I think that as a pragmatist, which is what Trump is very much, he has a vested interest in listening to those groups. Whether it's going to be top priority, I'm not sure. But we can already start to see signals that it will be in the work of DOGE already, with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy calling publicly for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. So I do think that while Heritage and Project 2025 is not a manifesto for Trump, he has said as much, I think we should take him at his word. I think that those interests are very much being represented at the table even before Trump takes office. So there's reason to hope. I would just caution people, again, to understand the cultural climate that we are in and to be realistic about it. After Dobbs, we are not looking at a landscape where the majority of Americans are pro-life. And again, they might be pro-life personally, but it's not a majority that thinks that should be brought into public policy. So this is a time, I think, as J.D. Vance rightly points out, where pro-lifers have to win back the trust of the American public, the confidence that we can build a society where every child is welcomed into life, where every mother and father is supported in their parenthood. And that is going to be a long, long project. It's a long road to go, but I think there's a lot of hope right now as we look to Trump's second term.
Erica recently wrote about the issue in the Daily Caller. We'll link to that article as well at our homepage, as well as to Catholic Vote, which is CatholicVote.org. And to subscribe to The Loop, it's CatholicVote.org/GetLoop. We've been talking with Erica Ahern. She is the associate editor for Catholic Vote and The Loop. Erica, thank you for presenting a fair and analytical observation of this topic, because emotions you typically get in the way of at least understanding and appreciation of opposing sides. And I think when you talk about it with facts and honesty, you get over a lot of the emotion of the issue, which it justifiably should be. But if we're looking for answers, then Catholic Vote, I believe, leads the way in how those answers can be constructed. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.